Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Well, enough of the balanced articles for the time being. After all, blogs can be about opinion from time to time. As we've seen, there are pros and cons to all kinds of tablet and smartphone devices. For me, the root within this has always been with Apple, because they have given me the greatest access to what I've wanted to do. Whereas the system it operates on may be closed and locked down to a certain degree, the ethos that they've installed within this area has encouraged, not simply bolted on, the need for all to access their devices. Therefore, here is a little reflection on my choice of the iPad and what it means to me. Apple have certainly cornered the market where the use of a screen reader on a phone and tablet is concerned. Ever since the advent of the iPhone 3GS and onwards, users have been able to interact with these touchscreen products through the use of a fairly effective screen reader. iPads have included it from virtually their inception, and the development of the assistive software has been integral to the development of the iOS operating system. Is this a lesson that some alternative systems can learn from? The iPad has certainly been one of the best products that I have ever bought. Why? Well, its versatility. Its ability to enable me to access so many applications and programs, and its value in learning and entertainment. Touchscreens shouldn't be a barrier now, as the development and use of Bluetooth keyboards can enable you to use the iPad as a word processor, note taker, and or main email sender receiver. Yes, there is an initial learning curve, but when mastered, the benefits are huge. I love music, and for me the iPad has really given a different point of access for this. I can and do connect it to stereo systems for playing music through Spotify or via internet radio. In doing this, I've really given myself the ability to further enjoy a hobby, accessing a whole new range of music and entertainment. The reason for all of this is voiceover. Yes, it does have its down points technically, but overall the benefits are huge and tip the balance in the right direction. Additionally, being able to catch up on television and radio programs, search YouTube, and have chats via Skype and FaceTime really do make the iPad the tablet of choice for me.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.